Today's episode is brought to you by Circa. It's another podcast out there. You should probably check it out. In the meantime, you hit play on a podcast about absolutely nothing. That's pretty awesome. I tip my hat to you. That is, if I had a hat. Anyway, today we're going to be talking with a man named Todd Upchurch. That's right, so kick back, relax, grab a soda, and enjoy episode 25 of the Greenhouse Podcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and this is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Thank you all for joining us on this lovely, beautiful day right here in the state of Georgia. Unless you're listening from, well, some other state. Whew. Hope all goes well in that state. You know, whatever state it is. Anyway, guys, welcome to the show. Today, we have a guest joining us in the studio. He is someone who is a dear friend of mine, and he is also someone who lives right here in Georgia. Hey-oh, surprise. Not like we've had that before. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Upchurch. Todd, how you doing?
Hello, Jordan. I'm doing great.
Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we have guests who have something to say on our show.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah, so I figured I'd have you on.
Okay.
And we'll find out if you have something to say.
We'll see.
And you know, on this podcast, things can get a little random and silly.
Oh boy, can it.
from one thing leads to another thing. You know, on the way in, I'm sure you noticed there was a white wolf.
Oh, wow. I'd heard about the wolf. It sort of scared me. It started chasing me, but luckily I got inside in time.
You did well.
Yeah,
you did well.
Thank you.
You know, that digital lock on the way in didn't help.
Ooh, a little tough.
Had to unlock that with the phone, but you got in. So, Todd, I would love to give you a little introduction, give everybody a little insight on what I know about you. I know a couple things about you, and then we can talk about what you have to share with the world, because there's a lot of advice listeners have been getting from other guests. In fact, our previous guest, Zachary Lovelace, from last week.
Oh, yes.
How was that episode? Am I right?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
Go, Zach.
Am I right? So that was fun. And then we had a few other guests. This is season two. We've had quite a few people with a lot to say. Right. But gosh, you live in Georgia right now. Is that correct, Todd?
That is correct. Oh, yes.
So tell us about that. Where do you live?
I live in Lawrenceville. I was born in Atlanta and have been in Georgia all of my life. I've been all over the world, but I've lived in Georgia all my life.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So you were born in Atlanta. Were you born on the streets of Atlanta is my question.
Well, that really not rather go into that. That's a little personal.
It is a little personal. Yeah, You're right. Okay, yeah. We'll move on.
Yeah, thank you.
So next, I'm kind of curious. Have you always, you said you always lived in Georgia. Have you done a lot of traveling, though? Did you ever live anywhere else?
Or? I was, when I was in the Army in the 80s, I lived in Texas for a little while. That's where I was stationed, but I have done some traveling, but I've always called Atlanta or Georgia home, so haven't been away too long.
I love it. So, Todd, a couple things that I have come to learn when I have known you for the past few years is that you have been super honest when someone asks you for some advice. Now, I know you've had a background when it comes to being a pastor and a few other things, so people kind of seek your advice. Now, because they seek your advice, I figured you'd be a perfect guest to give advice, not only because you are also a father, and that's another thing I know about you, but do you mind just maybe giving some insight around your life and how it led you to a point where people kind of seek advice from you now?
Yeah, it's in growing up, I never had a whole lot of direction growing up. I became a Christian later in life. And in doing that, I realized it really wasn't about me. It was really what God would want me to do and how I could encourage other people. And so people always want to be around others that make them feel like that they're important, feel like that they are valued. And so, you know, my goal where I work is that I want people to know that they're appreciated and valued. But they also, I think, people respect when you'll be honest with them and don't feel like that you're just trying to dig at them, but you really care for sure. them, and you want to bring out the best.
But I noticed you mentioned earlier that you've done some traveling. Now, you said, was it off the air or on the air? I can't remember. You said you had visited China at some point as well?
That is right. My wife and I, back in 2007, went to China and adopted our daughter, Elizabeth. And then in 2010, we adopted our other daughter. She's from Athens, Georgia, and she is Caroline. And so it's been a joy. But yes, China was definitely eye-opening, very much so.
Really? Because I plan to hopefully visit China, hopefully in the fall myself. I don't know if I'll be adopting anyone while I'm there. is this a passion that you've had always, is adopting, or is it something newer for you and your family?
It was and has been important. I was adopted as a child. My father left when I was young, and my mom remarried, and so that gentleman adopted me. I realized that when I became a Christian, I realized I was adopted by the Lord. I also realized or later on when I was married and had children who were older, my wife left, and I raised my children by myself. And yep. God brought this nice lady in my life who adopted my older children. And then we were married.
Shout out to them if they're listening.
Right. And then finally, then we were able, my present wife and I we went to China in 07 and then in 2010 adopted. So adoption's such a huge part of my life. I'm a firm believer in it.
Yeah, I love that. And in fact, I know when you are adopted yourself, I'm sure that kind of kept that seed in you for a long time. And I love how it's kind of turned it around and created something even it's just so incredible with your own kids now.
Very true.
And how you've adopted and I've met them myself, and I feel like they're just incredible.
Yes, they like Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Jordan, the guy, the tall one with the beard.
That's right.
Oh my goodness, it's good times. Well, I have a few things that I know we want to get into, some crazy improv stuff coming up. But I wanted to ask you one quick question.
Okay.
As far as random facts about you, this is something that somebody asked me. I need to start asking every guest. If there's one thing if you were out on the streets of Atlanta or somewhere in Georgia, and someone said, "What's one, wild thing, fact about you that somebody might not know that's very interesting?" What would it be?
I've shared this once at work, but years ago I used to be a ranked chess player.
No.
Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
So I'm not anymore because...
Only online.
That's right. That's right. So
in secrecy, in the streets.
That's right. So I still enjoy playing, but I definitely don't have those skills anymore.
Sure.
But I used to be.
Now, is playing chess in real life the same as playing chess online?
No. Okay. Very different.
See, I've only played against the computer. And I feel like my skills could be better at this
Very
point.
Very different, yes.
there's a lot of reading each other involved.
There is, and also the computer is not going to think logically and try to throw you off by making a foolish move, whereas a human opponent can try to throw you off.
See, brilliant. Gosh, see, I want to see if you can go up against Sherlock Holmes one day.
That sounds fun. Can you arrange this?
Well, he's been busy lately.
Okay.
I'll have to talk to him.
Yeah, please do.
I'll get back to you on that one.
Thank you. I look forward to that.
All right, Todd. For the sake of time, let's go ahead and move into our improv section.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm game.
All right. So let me go ahead and play our improv song. All right, Todd, you know what that sound means.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for a little improv. So this is the part of the show, guys, where I throw my guest into a different situation, a situation that one of us was not expecting. The surprise. Who knows who it is that's not expecting it?
I'm scared.
Yep. All right. Well, here we go, guys. So this is a sketch where Todd and I are no longer Todd and Jordan. We are two different people, and we are going to pretend to be those people for a brief moment. Now, Todd, I have some prepared sound effects for this sketch. a few sound effects. Hope you're ready for those. Okay. I have them written down here. Do you see the names of the sound effects here?
Okay.
Very good. Okay, cool. Awesome. So these sound effects are key because we get to make up our own name. What would your name be, Todd?
Bob.
Oh, I like it. I like it. My name will be Billy then. So it's Billy and Bob. Perfect. So let's go ahead and move forward. So I always like to start with a little bit of who, what, and where. So the who is that you and I, of course, are Billy and Bob. And we are actually hosts of a special a special CD collection advertisement. The twist is this CD collection advertisement, you know those little those old ads.
Oh, yeah, the late night ones.
Yeah, the late night ones. It's like, hey there, these songs are just right for you. The twist is we aren't going to be talking about songs. We're going to be talking about sound effects. And we're going to be talking about the ones right there in front of us. And we're just going to go back and forth trying to sell this to our viewers late night. How's that sound?
Sounds fun.
All right, so let's do it. We're going to go ahead and start this improv in 3, 2, and 1. Well, hello there, viewers. My name is Billy.
And I'm Bob.
We are Billy and Bob, and today we have some lovely tunes for you. Isn't that right, Bob?
I'm excited.
Ah, are you, though?
Oh, just let's get to it. I can't wait.
Let's do it. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, today the very first song that we have for you is, what's that first one there? Is it Billy or is it Bob? I always forget.
Bob.
Oh, yeah, my name's Billy. The first one, what is that first one we have prepared for them?
Oh, yes, I think it was that flipping fin.
Oh, the flipping fin. Let's go ahead and play that one for them.
Oh, what a memory. Oh, my gosh. I remember this one.
This one really takes me back to my childhood.
Does it?
Yes, it's a very dark, dark closet. I was locked in it for years. Let's go ahead and play this one here. Oh, this one's a favorite. Here, let's go ahead and play this one.
That reminded me of that time when I had that bad dinner. I have some
good memories with it personally, because the dinner that I had after that, before that, before that song, woo, gets me every time.
That's right.
All right, what's that next one we have for the viewers out there?
I think that was the headache one, or
yes, the headache. I think it's pronounced. Right. Let's play that one for our viewers.
Headshot.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh.
Now, see, this one is the bonus track.
Oh, yeah, yes. I remember that. That's the one I kept putting on repeat.
The Headache Lamar, I like to call it. At least when I visited France, that's how I advertised it. You know, I sold 20 copies that day.
No joke.
It's true. Oh, we're still on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, next one, everyone, is Catching. I like to call it Catching. Have you heard of this one, Todd? Do you remember this one? Was your name Todd or was it Bob?
No, Bob.
Oh, gosh. You know, I was talking to Todd earlier.
Bob.
What are you doing here? Oh, Cha-Shing. Do you remember this one?
No.
All right, let me play it for you.
Oh,
Let's play that one more time.
One more.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Hang on a minute. Can you do that one more time?
Yes.
It's coming to me.
I mean, track number 4, you can't go wrong. Here we go. Let's one more time.
That's the one my mom kept playing over and over.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. For years.
Yes.
Years. Yes. Moments. Yeah. All night.
Yes.
Why were you up?
Mom, stop playing that, please.
Okay, yeah. Every time you turn around, it's like, all right, let's go and play the next one.
Oh, right. Yes. I remember I had that kid's game, and I bought that soundtrack. It was wonderful.
I would listen to it for hours.
Got that right.
Yeah, during dinner, lunch, breakfast, you name it.
That's right.
All right, well, how about the next one here? I call it Muh. What would you call it, Todd? Or Bob? Whatever you want to be called at this day and age.
Bob.
Yes, there you are, Bob.
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
It just made me always think of chocolate.
That totally makes sense. Now it's coming back to me now.
There we go.
Yeah, I would play it actually backwards. It would go like a little oom.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember when you would do that and you would drive me crazy with
it.
Yeah.
When we were kids.
That's true. True.
You remember that moment we went to the beach? We were running through the beach.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I remember that monkey that threw the coconut and hit you right in the head.
That's because I kept calling you Todd. It was all those years. But
Bob.
It's obviously Bob. Yes. Now I Billy, Bob, yes. Okay, last one. Last one. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
This, ladies and gentlemen, if you're still watching, this one is what sold 60 copies last night. You ready for it?
Let's get it. Oh, that's right.
The Sound of Success.
That's right. Oh my gosh, that was such a wonderful song. Oh, man.
Am I right?
Gosh, I'll tell you. Right? I think that may have been our number one seller.
Well, that
sort of made people buy the
last year, I went on a special night with a lovely lady.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I played this one right outside her window.
Guarantee you.
6 hours.
Guarantee you she wants you to call her back.
Well, she's playing hardball. For some reason, she kept throwing things at me. But I believe it's just because she loves me.
Oh, boy.
But it's because of that song, you know? There it is again.
Listen. Oh, wow. She's going to call you back.
I'm telling you. It's like a bowling pin of sounds. Whew. Well, I believe that about wraps it up. The phone is ringing off the hook at this point.
Bob.
Yes, Bob, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
If that's really your name, you always confuse me on that.
Thank you, Billy Boy.
Oh, Bob, you get me every time with that one. All right. Call right now, 1-800-888-8888, and an 8 for extra luck.
That's right.
Don't forget the 8. Goodbye now. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Upchurch in the house on the Greenhouse Podcast. So that was fun.
Thank you. That was fun.
Very random.
That was.
You know, I'd actually buy that CD.
I think so. I like that. I like the sound.
It's pretty entertaining, right. Honestly.
Especially if I could have commentary with each song.
Every single time, Billy and Bob, arguing about whether or not their names are actually that.
That's right. Bob.
Bob. All right, guys. So this is the next part of the show, Todd. Are you ready?
I'm going to try to be.
All right. So this is called the questions and answers time.
Oh, no.
All right, guys. So this is the part of the show where we ask questions. Not we, but the previous guest asked a couple questions for this guest. Now, the cool thing is with this, the previous guest, Zachary Lovelace, he didn't know that you were going to be the guest this time.
All right.
You know, he might or might not know you. We don't know. But he was our guest on the last podcast. And I said, yeah, there's a mystery guest next week and you get to ask two questions. And you get to do the same thing for our next mystery guest. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. So here is question number one.
If you could switch bodies or, you know, switch lives with any person, you know, Freaky Friday, with anybody, literally anybody, you know, anybody you don't know, anybody that's dead, what doesn't matter, who would it be and why?
Well, very good question. And I've listened to all the questions, but this one is really
out of all 25 questions.
That's right.
24 guests.
That's right.
This is the killer one.
This one is, in thinking about that, it's a little more serious answer, but there was a man by the name of Heinrich Himmler in World War II period. He was very close to Hitler.
Sure.
And if I could be him, I would take Hitler out myself, and then I'd save 6 million Jews.
Wow.
So,
and then we'd have to get you a cape and create a comic book out of it.
There we go. I could be a superhero.
Hey, I'm down.
Okay. All right.
As long as I could be your sidekick.
There we go.
All right. Done deal. Here's question number two.
You've just assassinated President Donald Trump. What do you do next?
Now, if for those of you who heard this episode last week, I mentioned how Ben Davis also asked a question regarding Donald Trump.
Toupee.
Yes, toupee. Is that your answer?
Not touche.
Okay. So what is your answer to this?
I've just assassinated Donald Trump.
In this parallel world.
I would say I'm probably going to go to Hillary Clinton and get my money that she promised if I would do that.
Done deal. She had a little shady stuff going on under the table.
That's right.
And Todd Upchurch was involved.
That's right.
What a world this has become. Mm-hmm. Well, those are the two questions. Now, the cool thing is, Todd, you get to ask two questions of your own.
All right.
To the next mystery guest. So what would question number one be for the next guest?
Okay. And I want Jordan to answer this one. But also, I want the next guest to answer this, at least this first one. What one food, regular food?
Yeah.
It doesn't, can't be anything gross or ridiculous. What regular food can you just absolutely not stand?
Like, absolutely it could not stand?
It could just make you sick.
That's easy. Cooked spinach. Oh. Can't do it.
Oh, I can go with that.
It doesn't stay down, if you know what I mean, if you catch my drift. Anyway, another thing I really don't like is rice. You know, I can eat it, though.
That's disappointing.
Well, it's white rice.
Oh, wow. You like brown rice?
It doesn't have flavor. If you add something to the rice now. And I love brown rice. It's cool.
Wow.
But white rice, come on. Don't tell me you can taste something in there.
Gosh.
You're like this look of disappointment.
Billy, I'm really disappointing in you, Billy.
All right, cool. So that's the question for the next guest, I get, I suppose.
That is true. That's one.
Super. What's yours? What would you not?
Boiled okra.
Boiled okra?
It is absolutely filthy.
Filthy?
Boiled filthy. Okra.
Well, I'm not going to try it now.
really, you don't? Yeah, please don't.
All right, so what's your question number two?
This is similar to Edwin's question many episodes, many moons ago.
I think it was episode 6.
I think that might be.
I could be wrong.
What do you want people to think about you when they first meet you? Maybe they're not going to say it out loud, but they're going to think it. They might tell a friend or a family member. When they first meet you, what do you want people to think about you?
That's a good one. I'm excited to see what...
First impressions, you know.
First impressions, yeah. I'm excited to see what they say now.
Yep.
That's a good question, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you.
What else do you have in that giant golden notebook of yours there?
Don't you wish you knew, sir?
Oh, I wish I did know, actually. Can you hand it over?
Yeah, after the show.
All right, after the show. Fair enough. Maybe we can grab some pizza.
Sounds good. Oh,
okay.
I wanted to also thank you real quick for the gift bag. Thank you so much.
Gosh.
I don't know what I'm going to do with a slinky. But thank you so much.
The thing is, I only do it for special guests, and I told you not to say anything on the air.
I'm sorry.
And now I have to do it for all the guests. This is the same thing. Ben Davis did the same thing to me. Well, there goes. Oh, did you hear that sound?
Yeah. What was
I don't
that?
Know if the guests could hear it, but that was our behind-the-scenes video, battery life that just ended. I guess it only has about 20 minutes battery life.
Okay.
I didn't know. This is the first time I'm trying. For those of you who don't know, you can find us on thegreenhousepodcast.com for behind-the-scenes looks at some of our beautiful, beautiful moments that we share together with a gentleman like Todd Upchurch here.
Bob.
Or Bob. So, you ready for the very last moment in the podcast, Todd?
Does it have to be? Does it have to end?
You know, when batteries die and moments fly away.
That's right.
We have to ask, what is your favorite place? Hey-oh, here's the sound.
What is your favorite place? Where you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where you go? What do you like? Your favorite place.
So, Todd, what is your favorite place?
You know, I want to say two real quick. One of them, Kim Kraft mentioned. Do you remember what that was?
Well, he took over my podcast and wiped my memory.
I remember the Kraft House. I do remember. Yeah. And actually, I think I actually enjoyed that one better.
Oh, I'm telling you. You know, he was a pretty crafty guy, but I'm not going to lie. It was hard to get my show back. Yeah.
Do you remember his favorite place?
You know what? Let's go ahead and play that sound clip right now.
All right.
Wait for it. So, Kim, what is your favorite place to go in Atlanta or Georgia?
Favorite place like to go in Atlanta? I would say my favorite place to go, I honestly can't pass it almost, the Varsity.
Oh, my gosh, the Varsity.
Man, chili cheeseburger with pimento cheese.
Oh, my goodness. It's coming back to me now, Todd. Yep. When I was listening to that whole sound clip, So is yours a similar place?
Yes. The Varsity, definitely. I grew up going to the Varsity a lot as a little boy.
Yeah, because you were born in Atlanta and everything.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I walked the streets. I was born on the streets. And but anyway, I'm just kidding about that. But
is he joking?
That's right. Now, I'm saying this also for my little girls.
Yeah.
Because Caroline and Elizabeth love to go to IKEA.
Oh, yes. Which isn't far from the Varsity.
No, it's not
yeah,
far.
Yeah, go to IKEA and then go get lunch.
That's right. You know, they get a, you know, they want the Swedish meatballs. They
oh,
like
goodness.
Those and walking yep. around, you know, through endless maze of furniture.
Yeah,
they
and
love
then
it.
You have to get the meatballs.
Of
and
course.
And then go home and build whatever you bought.
That's right. There we go.
Yeah,
yeah
so
with instructions, with no words, just pictures.
Hopefully they have to-go bags now.
I'm not sure.
They didn't last time I was there.
Not sure.
Yeah. I protested for weeks. I don't know what to do. So that's probably your favorite place then, one of your
yes,
favorite places. Yeah, because the whole family can
yes,
go with you.
I like going. I like to see them get excited, and it's fun.
Nice, nice. Well, there you have it, folks. So every guest, you can look forward to them sharing their favorite place. And that's really the idea of the show, Todd, is to really get people on and learn about what they love about living in Georgia, which
right.
sounds like you've got a lot to love. You've been here mm-hmm. quite a long time. How long have you lived in Georgia?
It's a little while.
It's okay? A little while.
Similar to Kim, it's just been a little while.
I knew it. Yeah, yeah.
I knew where that was going. I knew where it was going.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Todd, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, we're going to be start pumping these episodes out literally every 5 minutes. So keep refreshing that page. It's coming at you. Am I right, Todd?
Oh. Are they ever?
Are
like a machine
they,
gun.
They better be ready. So thank you for listening, everybody. This has been the Greenhouse Podcast, episode 25.
Oh, yeah. Quarter Ooh. Of a century. This is the big one.
Quarter of a century. My goodness. Todd Upchurch, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you next
thank
time,
you.
Guys. This has been the Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say.
Bob.
And there it is. That's
all
the
right.
end.
Great.
Yes, now it's coming back to me now, Todd.
Okay, well,
yes,
let's hear it.
There's the that was the sound that we just heard. There's
that.
So many good bloopers.
Blew that one. Sorry. I should have went with it. I'm sorry.
I love it so much. We have so many good bloopers. Okay, cool. Well, hello there. My name is... one more time.
Sorry.